Thinkership. We're too busy doing sometimes. You know, we do this, we do that, we're on our phones, we're on email, we're just too busy doing stuff. We don't spend enough time as leaders thinking. We don't spend enough time thinking. So I have coined the phrase thinkership. I want you to become better thinkers. Better thinkers is all about the practice of mindful preparedness. Think about that, the practice of mindful preparedness. Now, in Wisconsin, you don't have to worry about this, but when you hear that there's a hurricane coming to shore, you see all those people. Some people evacuate the area. Some people go buy water and milk. I don't know why, but they do. I don't know why, but they do. And then the grocery store shelves are empty. So they hunker down because the hurricane is coming. What's your hurricane that you don't see on the horizon coming to your business today? If you don't stop and think about the hurricane coming to your business, it may hit you and you won't even know it. Just think, if we didn't know that hurricane was coming ashore and we didn't evacuate the area and we didn't hunker down with the clean out the grocery store, we'd have a disaster. So if you just stop and think, what's my hurricane that could affect my business? See, that you're thinking. And if you knew about it, you could solve that problem today. Because great thinkers can become great problem solvers, but they can also, more importantly, become great problem avoiders. It's much better to avoid a problem than it is to solve it. People say, oh, Randy, I solved this problem, I solved that problem. I've been doing this job for 25 years. People come to me with their problems, I solve it. You're not doing what you should be doing as a leader. You should be teaching people how to avoid that problem. I'm glad that you can solve it, but that's not what we want you to do. Teach, develop, mentor, coach, so people can learn to avoid, anticipate, and avoid problems. Here's some success factors for you on thinkership. Develop the discipline of scheduling time to think. Develop the discipline of scheduling time to think. What I'm talking about there is spend some time alone thinking and planning your business. I talked about this earlier today with another group, but think about, do you ever spend enough time just sitting down, thinking and planning? Do you think about 3 months from now? What would happen if you knew today that your financial results would be miserable 3 months from now? What would you do about it today? What would you do about that hurricane we talked about? If you can schedule some time by yourself to think and plan, or maybe with your right-hand person, just do a little brainstorming on things, you'll be better prepared to avoid problems that could be coming in the future. How about this one? Become obsessively reflective. Obsessively reflective. What I mean by that is, as an example, I'll go away from this meeting and I'll reflect on the day. And I'll reflect on the presentations. I'll be recording this for my own benefit to re-listen and say, oh, that's a stupid, stupid thing to say. Why would you say that? And then next time I'll know not to say it. So I reflect on, if I had the opportunity to do this again, how would I say it different? What would I do differently? You know, that kind of thing. I would never call you Jennifer again. Her name's Jessica. I called her Jennifer twice today. That was early though, right? Okay. But if you could be reflective on what just happened, what you can learn from it, that will take you a long way towards thinkership. Become proactive versus reactive. I mean, when you think about your world, think about how reactive you are daily. Is it fair to say you're more reactive than proactive daily? Or am I off base? But think about your world and say, I got good balance with being proactive versus reactive, so that's good. But if I don't, there's an opportunity for you to start thinking about being more proactive, less reactive. Let your thinking percolate, but don't procrastinate. Sometimes when you have to make a decision, you don't have to make it right now. Because sometimes you'll make that decision right now, and you'll make the wrong decision. But you made a decision. That's okay. Live with it and move on. But if you can, let your thinking percolate in a reasonable period of time. A couple of hours, maybe overnight. But don't procrastinate. Procrastinate putting off when you know what you want to do, but just put it off. Percolating just means you think it through a little bit more thoroughly. Take the time to think through all different aspects of what's going on, get all the information, and make sure that you make the right decision. I think that in this country, in this industry, we aren't very creative. We don't do a good enough job of encouraging creativity, finding new ways to do things better. You know, we're kind of old school. We like the way we always do things, and I just want us to be a little bit more creative. So if you can get your organization to think about a different way to do things, I think you're going to be better off. It helps you think more creatively. Exchange your ideas with other great thinkers. I mean, do you have good peer mentors? Some of you do. You have a good peer mentor, don't you? Right? I know you do. How about some of you? Think about a peer mentor. Somebody you could sit down with and just exchange your ideas, exchange your thoughts, kind of get in the same, get some good ideas, brainstorming. It's good to exchange your ideas with other great thinkers because it helps you with your thinking. Have clarity of purpose and with values and principles. Clarity of purpose. Be sure you're clear on what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, and just be clear. Develop the habit of anticipation. Well, you know, again, when you think about it, you know, if you have a flat tire, you know what to do. You're ready, right? You know you're ready. You know when it's the kid's birthday or mama's birthday, you're ready. You know the day, you know the time, you know what's going on. You anticipate that. But in business, are we anticipating enough? Are we developing the habit of anticipation? What if your right-hand guy or gal leaves you? What do you do? How do you do it? What do I do next? What do you do if you think you're going to offer a job to candidate A and candidate A turns you down? You have to anticipate being ready for candidate B. Anticipation is just all about mindful preparedness. Continue to expand your knowledge. We've got to continue to grow and learn. If you can continue to grow and learn, you'll become a better thinker. Now you're sitting here thinking, Gorick, Randy, my boy, you don't understand. I got no time for this. I've got no time for this. I'm burning the candle at both ends, and this sounds really good. Thinking, planning time for myself. Yeah, it'd be nice, but I can't because I don't have time. Well, I'm a big fan of personal productivity, so if I don't have time, I figure out how I can make time available. And I encourage you to do the same thing.